What's going on, my people? Of course, late last night, the Kanye live stream showed up. So I'm going to take the day, listen to it all, and come back and give you the best review tomorrow. All right? Let's get to this regularly scheduled programming.
Ah, CUNY Radio. My name is Corey Cool, and I represent Cool University. It is Wednesday, February 23rd. And all I have to say is good day. This is the Daily Rap Podcast that you know you need in your life. You know that. How are you today? How you feeling, man? Now look, hold on. Before we go any further, you know I don't ask for much. Please subscribe for the notifications, like the episodes, leave a comment, 5-star rating, or whatever you think is fair. You already know I think 5 stars is only right. But whatever you do, please share this episode because you are part of a tribe that needs to grow. All things extra regarding today's episode will be available at cooluniversity.com. I'm really trying to keep this thing daily. So, Wednesday, man. Almost over the hump, guys. You know, halfway to irresponsibility. Nah, I got a chance to have some family time. Got a chance to go out with the family, have some dinner, little steak, you feel me? Listen to my guys, Cigars and Whiskey Podcast on the way home. They dropped yesterday. Love those guys. Have so much fun working with those guys, man. Of course, name of the game is, I gotta be honest with you, man, my failure. I gotta share my failure with you right up. Didn't get a chance to hear. I didn't. I tried to listen. But yo, what's kind of crazy is people was upset today, man. Little coverage on even, you could tell not a lot of people, nobody probably heard it, really. The Los Angeles Times talked really about the cinemas that were going to be streaming and how very limited the space was. I told you I got jacked by a handicapped dude yesterday. So, Discreet News had something. You have The Sun. The headline read, Kanye West fans furious that it is not available as of midnight. Okay, so, yo man, pandemonium. None of the major publications covered it. Billboard at all. Top of Billboard just say Bruno and Encanto still number one. They also have a nice Tierra Whack video up there. So, no, man, not much publications going. We have to check back tomorrow and see what else is coming with that. I know I spoke to you about trying to listen to the Yeet album. It was too young for me, man. Sorry to let you down. It was too young for me. But I thought to myself, I didn't talk about Snoop nor Mary. You know that? Two people that I love, two people that I adore, but I didn't get a chance to actually talk to you about that. So guess what? That's what we're talking about today. We're talking about Snoop. We're talking about Mary. Because I hear the albums are actually super fire. We also have a little history. So this is a little bonus in this episode, okay? Might go from 25 minutes to 25 minutes and 10 seconds. Got a call from my guy, Randy, a.k.a. No More Free. I got to holler at my guy and tell him thank you because he called me, gave me some real good feedback about these episodes that I'm doing. So No More Free, this one right here is for you. Listen, enough of that yapping shit. You know what time it is. We got all day to talk, all right? Let's get to our freestyle of the day. You ready for it? All right, now. CUNY Radio.
Give me hot, M.
All right, yeah. All right, thank you. All right. Met a retarded kid named Greg with a wooden leg. Snatched it off and beat him over the head with the peg. Go to bed with the keg. Wake up with the 40. Mixed it with Alka-Seltzer and Formula 44D. Forget an acid tab. I strapped the whole sheet to my forehead. Waited till it absorbed in and fell to the floor dead. No more said. Case closed in a discussion. We blowing up like spontaneous human combustion. Leaving you in the aftermath of Holocaust and traumas. Cross the bombers. We blowing up your house. Killing your parents. Coming back to get your foster mamas. And I'm as good at keeping the promises. Nostradamus. Cause I ain't making no more threats. I'm doing drive-bys and tenant Corvettes on Vietnam war vets. I'm more or less sick in the head. Maybe more cause I smoked crack today, yesterday, and the day before. Saboteur, walk the block with a Labrador. Strapping more corral for war than El Salvador. Foul style galore, verbal cow manure. Coming together like an eyebrow, I'll now be sure. what? It's only fair to warn, I was born with a set of horns. A metaphor is attached to my dang umbilical cord. Warlord of rap, little bastard with a 2x4 board. And smash into your Honda Accord with a 4-door Ford. But a mortar dropping an acapella, the chopper fella, the mozzarella, worse than a helicopter propeller. Got you locked in a cellar with your skeleton showing. Developing anorexia when I'm standing next to you. Eating a full course meal, watching you starve to death. With an IV in your vein, feeding you liquid Darvis set. Pumping you full of drugs. Pull the plugs on the gunshot victims, full of bullet slugs. So we're picked up in an ambulance and driven to receiving, with the asses ripped out of their pants and given a less than 20% chance of living. Have a possible placement as a hospital patient, storing their dead bodies in grandma's little basement. Dr. Kevorkian has arrived to perform an autopsy on you while you scream, I'm still alive. Driving a rusty scalpel in through the top of your scalp and pulling your Adam's apple out through your mouth. But I called the fire department, I've hired an arson to set fire to carpet and burn up your entire apartment.
Yes, sir. That was Eminem. One of his first major radio freestyles, man. I actually heard that was the freestyle that caught Dre's attention. Snagged him right up after that, man. I also chose Eminem because I needed to shake it up a little bit, you know, make you really listen out there. His Slim Shady LP, that's right, his second album also dropped today. Debuted at number 2 on Billboard, just below TLC with that fan mail at the time. Got him. Even caught a couple lawsuits because of this particular album, suing his ass. My Name Is, you know, the biggest record off of that. So I had to slip a little Eminem in there. Go stream that, man. Slim Shady LP. All right, let's get to some news, man. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Soulja Boy, Lil Yachty, named in a lawsuit for alleged cryptocurrency scam. Soulja Boy and Lil Yachty have been named as defendants in a class action lawsuit. According to classaction.org, the rappers are just two of the celebrities involved in the pump and dump scheme with the SafeMoon cryptocurrency token V1. Other defendants include Jake Paul, Nick Carter, YouTuber Ben Phillips, and SafeMoon LLC and its subsidiaries. 60-page lawsuit, guys, filed in the California District Court, claiming defendants misleadingly promoted SafeMoon tokens to cryptocurrency investors while several individuals behind the scenes turned a profit. Jake Paul, Nick Carter, Soulja Boy, Lil Yachty, and the YouTuber are accused of pumping up the SafeMoon's token on their social media and inflating the value. Yeah, apparently that's illegal. I mean, it's business, right? Like Kevin Hart's promoting like Chase. I mean, I guess, you know, I guess it's, wait, maybe it's different. Maybe, what do I know? I don't know anything about this, but I tell you one thing. By April 2021, the company announced that nearly 4 trillion tokens were burnt and gone, with additional memos focusing on the value of the assets being at an all-time high. So none of these celebs have made a public statement, as they shouldn't. Shut the fuck up. You see, Yachty will smooth it over. Soulja Boy's gonna fuck you. Soulja Boy's gonna fuck you. You are going to jail. You let him open his mouth, you're going to jail. And it's crazy too, because I believe in, what year was that? 2015, Yachty and somebody else were arrested at a mall in Florida for credit card scam. Yeah, man. Yachty, you're a little trickster, aren't you? Come on, guy. You know what I'm saying? You're not too good at this. Listen, no further details about this particular case, but you know, as it appears and as they come to me, I'll make sure I give them to you. All right, man. I gotta get into some new music, man. I didn't get a chance to talk to you guys about this because I was lazy and I took a day off. But here we are. Snoop Dogg back on Death Row. And guess what? It's on Death Row Records. Man, it felt good to say that shit. Album dropped the other day. I never had a chance to really get with you guys. I gotta talk about it now. The Snoop album had a certain level of elegance to it, I believe. Level of esteem, like supreme confidence. Full circle kind of feeling. I think the lyrics were intentional, with a purpose. We all know he just acquired Death Row Records. So, you know, top rank stunting. He gave them the best quality project that they could have had off the rip. I get the sense of belonging. I get a sense of redemption. I'm not sure what angle he is going with it, you know, as a label, Death Row. But I think sky's the limit. But it just has to be something new. It has to feel new because of the mistakes in the past. They were huge, you know. But these kids don't, you know, understand what life was like back then. And you have an opportunity to change the identity of your label, you know. So I believe this was a great, great project to kind of re-spark that off. I think the features were respectable. I love the Lil Baby with the, you know, I love the T.I. on it. I think the production was very clean. A lot of Battle Cat. You know, I love me some Battle Cat. Real OG in this G-Funk era. I believe that this was one of the more lyrical projects from Snoop over the last couple. And I believe Snoop is just one person that I know has the real potential to make a really good album. You know? I believe this project could be around later in the year, man, with his new acquired job at Def Jam. I'm sure he soaked up a lot of game on the executive space and he could begin the transformation of Death Row Records. So look, we gonna go there. We gotta bring this back. Run it back. I'm talking Snoop Dogg, Still Smoking. We talking Mary J when we come back.
Listen, nigga. Oh yeah. We back up in this motherfucker.
You wouldn't believe me even if I told you, niggas. My game is cold, I can still mold you, niggas. Roll you niggas a fat stick of that chronic. $160 million man, bitch. I'm bionic. It's in, let's in, step in. Automatic weapon, Death Row. Oh no, can't let this shit go. I think about Pac, I think about Suge, I think about Nate. I think I left a small piece on my plate. I'ma rework this shit and get a few things straight. Not here to debate, just simply wanna vibe and create. Smoke a little sticky, icky, drop my vocals on tape. And call my little cute bitch who loves smoking on vapes. Let that settle in, Death Row back, yeah, cuz gon' let him in. Ain't no love lost, nigga, understand me. Those my canales, that's my family. We back on buzz, we ride for each other. Cause that's what it is, nigga, and that's what it was. Harry, yo, got freed up. Unfinished business, we LLC'd up. Los Angeles, G up.
Intro off the Snoop Dogg back on Death Row album. Still smoking, that joint is fire. Tell me that beat is not hard. And it's history with that record. I know he talked over the beat, I believe, on his first album. So to bring it back and rip that joint, that's just classic hip-hop. Gotta love that. Word on the street, I'm not sure about the numbers, but word on the street is he's releasing, man, 25,000 NFT stash boxes of his new album back on Death Row, each containing one of the records of the 17 songs and priced at $5,000. Insiders say that he reportedly already sold 9,000 of these boxes, generating almost $44 million. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that freaking crazy? Yo, Snoop, let me hold something. Please let your boy hold. Yo, let your boy hold something. I'm hurting over here. I can get a new studio. Let me get like one of those 44. Look, man, before we go any further, I gotta rate it. I feel like it has the possibility to get lost. Now, I'm rating this, you know, kind of ahead of time. I think the move was strong, but I think the move acquiring Death Row was more talked about than the actual album itself. The quality of work, I think, is high. I think it's strong. I'm going to, because I like that. See, from that Sweets, from the Sweets to the Street, no, from the Streets to the Sweets, that joint, I feel like might have edged it. So I'm going to go, Crit is 5, right? I just rated Big Crit 3.5. It's definitely higher than that. I'll go 3.6. I'll go 3.6 because of the nostalgia and the acquiring of the fucking label, man. Shit's back on Death Row. All right, let's keep it moving, man. I want to get to a little bit of history. Just a little bit of history. Today, 1988, the Diabolical Biz Markie dropped his debut album, Going Off, on Cold Chillin' Records. Produced by Marley Marl, Big Daddy Kane is said to have written the album's first five songs. Look, Big Daddy Kane put in that work. It also showcased Biz's talent as the human beatbox on the song Make Music With Your Mouth. Biz, pause for some reason. I feel like your pause should go there. And his skill in the game of dozens on a track Nobody Beats the Biz. One of his most widely known songs, The Vapors, was on this album as well. Such a great concept of The Vapors. That's still like a serious concept to this day. You know, almost like you didn't want to fuck with me then, but now I'm on. And now you want to fuck with me. Just one of the fathers of the rap game, one of the fathers of personality in the business. You know, we lost Biz just late last year from battling some health issues and stuff like that. So if you have the opportunity, please go stream Biz Markie Going Off, Cold Chillin' Records, baby. Man, 1988, such a long time ago. I was 2 years old, B. I was 2 years old. It's crazy. Album time. Enough talking. I'm still going to do some more talk. I mean, Mary J. Blige. Good morning, gorgeous. Mary Jane Productions, 300 ENT. First off, man, probably one of the better Mary J. projects over the years. I feel that there was a lot more effort kind of put into the lyrics, into the concepts even. I think she had some good features. You know, my guy Andy, you know I love Andy. I'm going to let y'all find that on, you know. Of course, DJ Khaled citing 5EO Foreign and got a little love on there. Even the Need Love featuring Usher at the end. Very, very, very solid. I think it's a great time for Mary right now to just capitalize. Talk about a big year. This chick has done the Super Bowl. She's done NBA All-Star. Got a TV show just running. Got wine. Even getting borderline booty fucking slaps from Michael Jordan. That'd have been it right now, right? That is it. That is when you make it in life. That's when you make it in life. Okay? You get that slap from Michael Jordan, you know you've done something amazing. Now, on another level, I do believe that this project can satisfy her core audience and possibly even bring in some new ears to the table. Mary's been through so much. I know that people say that pain usually translates into her music. But she's in a great place right now. So that must be a myth. Mary also makes great music when she's feeling well, all in the same. I do believe that there's a lot of value in the happiness when it comes to Mary J. Blige music. So look, let's get there. Let's stop talking about it. Let's get to one of these records. Rent Money featuring Davies. All right, CUNY Radio.
This isn't the This Is Roulette. I just want back what I put into this. And then I'll keep moving. All of my chips on the table. I never got what I came for. Not even till I am stable. I spend everything on ya. Spend my energy on ya. Put that loyalty on ya. I ain't got nothing left. I'm in over my head. Now I'm barely breathing. You know you the reason. Just trying to break even. You must be used to me spending. Look now my rent money due. Spent everything fucking with you. Oh, you said you win some, you win some, you lose. All I got is rent money due. Fucking with you. I just want back what I came with. Can't lose this throwing no shade. Pointing a finger and blame. Undo the wrist, soon as we kiss. Wasn't no even exchange. You treat everyone like they are famous. Every girl like she's the main chick. Amazing. I spend everything on ya. Spend my energy on ya. Put that loyalty on ya. I ain't got nothing left. I'm in over my head. Now I'm barely breathing. You know you the reason, just trying to break even. You must be used to me spending. Look now my rent money due.
everything fucking with you. Oh, said you win some, you win some, you lose. All I got is rent money too. Fucking with you.
Goddamn, the rent money due. Tangeray spilling gin and juice. Feeling like I'm Snoop. Phone out, she recording just so she could get the proof. It was all good when we was in the mood, but I scratched that. Nothing on me regular, Louis Vuitton backpack. Chinks on, she ain't got on, she gotta match that. Focused on the future, I don't backtrack. That rent money due, I take credit. Cash debit, even cash app. 50s, we spend 100s, we stash that. It's hard to trust him, I want to stab that. Now I'm just looking past that. I hope you got your own, no more asking me where your cab at. Ask me what I'm mad at. Smoke it and then I pass. That.
One more do you want from me?
Want from me?
You can't have my sanity.
No, no.
I gave you my best, ain't nothing left. This can't be reality. I'm picking up the pieces of the puzzle here all by myself. Yeah, I can't even wish you well. Look now, my rent money too. I spent everything fucking with you. Oh. Said you win some, you win some, you lose. All I got is print money too. Fucking with you.
Mary J featuring Dave East off her album Good Morning Gorgeous. That track right there was Rent Money. I get a real feeling of rejuvenation when it comes to this project. Got to looking at the video, man. She looks good, man. It's actually on my playlist, cool video playlist that you can find at cooluniversity.com. Shameless plug. But she looks great, man. She's having a huge year. Super Bowl, NBA All-Star Game, dropped some TV, album and shit, wine. This woman is doing amazing things. I'm going to go. Am I going to put this above Snoop today? I think I'm going to go 3.7. 3.7. I'm being tight, but this might be the highest rated album of the week for me so far. I don't know. What do you think, man? Please leave a comment. Let me know, what do you believe? How did you feel about Mary J fucking album dropping, TV and all that, getting her booty patted, borderline harassed by MJ, goddammit, as he should. Michael Jordan should be able to do that. Listen, man, I gotta make a move. I got some things to do. But look, I go by the name Corey Cool. I represent Cool University. You can find me on WHPC, the voice of NCC 90.3 FM. If you are in the Long Island area where I play a cool tomorrow, that's right, tomorrow, 7 to 8 p.m. Not in the Long Island area, don't worry about it. You can download the iHeart or Odyssey app and search WHPC. Shout out to my guys, Cigars and Whiskey Podcast, man. Their episodes drop every Tuesday. They go live from their YouTube page Friday nights, man. It's such a good time. Crispy and clean. Love working with those dudes. Follow your boy on the gram at Cool University. And subscribe for notifications so I don't have to harass you each morning. You want to send me a number? Don't worry about it. I'll text you. I got no problem. You know what I'm saying? Just don't let your significant other get mad at me for texting you at 6 in the morning. All right. Listen, tomorrow we're talking more new music. I got to fly. So from me to you, have a great day and party responsibly. I'm gonna see you tomorrow.